Buggy Bacall, back from my latest hiatus, and I hope you'll be glad to have me. One of my goals as a chicken evangelist, propagandist, and entertainer is to aim the spotlight on the miraculous chicken and the benefits they provide to contemporary life, as well as the fascinating, with it folks who have incorporated chickens into their life adventures. But I'm flattered to discover that when I'm the one holding the spotlight, most everyone wants to peek past the glare and find out what I'm up to. So part of giving the Backyard Chicken broadcast audience what they seek is to periodically supply an update on the Bacall flock, especially after a long hiatus from new shows. First off, as mentioned shortly before the hiatus, we've moved a few New York City miles in a couple of neighborhoods away from our indoor chickening and public park gardening and outreach base of operations in a one-bedroom apartment in Astoria, Queens, to Elmhurst, also in Queens, where our slightly larger one-bedroom apartment opens directly out to a modest backyard. The chickens now spend some time every day outside without having to be transported in a kitty carrier attached to a bicycle. They have no obligation to demonstrate to passerbys their bug and weed-eating, soil-tilling, and fertilizing abilities. Nor, as happened once before the move, they don't have to be in the spotlight while actually laying an egg. Nor do they have to listen to me explain and proselytize. They just roll out and do their thing. They still get out and do the outreach, but their main thing is gardening for gardening's sake. Now, my personal agenda of having them live outside full-time, like most of my listeners' chickens, has not and probably will not come to fruition. Although we do have a secure coop and run installed, the hens have made it clear that they feel safer coming in and sleeping inside, as we do. And they don't care to watch the rain from the sheltered area either. My partner and I are inclined to let them have their way, since they're still the quietest, cleanest indoor pet I've had, out of cats, dogs, and ferrets, and they generally smell better than most fish tanks. They've contributed 3 years of service as performance chickens, have been hugged incessantly by enthusiastic children and adults, and spent an entire summer last year at Chicken Summer Camp on Governor's Island, entertaining and educating thousands of visitors. So we think they deserve to enjoy their midlife years according to some of their personal preferences, especially since they still are laying some eggs, fertilizing and tilling our new soil, which sure needs it, and entertaining curious New Yorkers, if a little less often. Their new neighbors are very fond of them. We live in a neighborhood populated primarily by immigrants from Asia or Latin America. Everyone I talk to grew up with chickens around, even some of those who emigrated from other urban areas. In fact, I've already found one other coop within a few blocks of our location. I'm enjoying learning key chicken-related phrases in Spanish, Mandarin, Cantonese, Korean, Malay, Indonesian, Bahasa, and Tibetan. Any Buggy listeners coming to Queens are invited to contact me, and we may be able to arrange a meeting at a local, inexpensive restaurant for some awesome regional cuisine. I mean that. Meanwhile, while the chickens have been enjoying the garden, I've had more opportunity than ever to step out in my alternate persona, Roberto Buscarsi, to play ukulele at Queens farmers markets, parks, and other public venues. I usually travel with a few extra ukuleles and give lessons to interested listeners. Whatever I'm doing, I like to be an ambassador to others who want to try. Of course, one of my demo songs is Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens. I closed this summer with a tour of southern New Hampshire and a corner of Maine. My hosts, Amy and Steve, producers of Making Waves, based out of WSCA Community Radio in Portsmouth, made sure I got the grand tour of some of New England's coolest chickeners, as well as a visit to the radio station, where I was honored to be able to share my ukuleles at the station's birthday celebration. Check out the WSCA blog for highlights. And concluding with a well-attended chicken talk hosted by the Greater Seacoast Permaculture Group, in which I was honored to serve as moderator, and again, had a chance to distribute instruments from the bag of ukuleles, like a musical Santa Claus. Well, except I took them all back. New Hampshire residents were generous with their knowledge of chickens and life, and in upcoming episodes, I'll be sharing those blessings in the coop profiles, airing in the weeks ahead. There would be plenty to talk about this season, with the sometimes surreal debates taking place as legalization sweeping the nation and new trends emerge, as what once seemed a foolproof venture to me has now proven to be one where strange ideas and unusual misconceptions are hatched by those with a sincere interest, but absolutely no connection to agriculture. And I have 6 New Hampshire coop profiles to share. Anna and Emma in Barrington, Peter in Dover, Leslie and Carl in Portsmouth, Joseph in Barrington, Steve and Rhoda in Nottingham, Jen in Kittery, Maine, and of course my hosts on the New Hampshire tour, Anna and Steve of Living Land in Barrington. I may even get another show or two out of my visit, with shining gem-like odds and ends from interviews, and all the audio I recorded at our chicken talk. By the time we're done with all that and I interject a state of chickening report here and there, or answer some listener questions, and please do send me questions, it will be time for my next Bacaw tour, a triumphant return to Vermont and the WGDH community in May. More details on that to come. And in just under a year, next September, I'm planning to go to the Common Ground Fair, where most of my New England listeners spend some time each year. I'd like to reunion with all the folks I've met through the show, as well as some Maine family and friends. I'm also going to try to record some Bucky there, so please reach out to me if you want to schedule an interview or hook me up with a really good subject. Help a brother out. My favorite shows come out of my tours and visits, and the person-to-person contact means a lot to me. You can always email me at bucky@buckybacaw.org, and we can try to arrange a visit. I've got a demanding, non-chicken-related job that pays the bills, but when I do get vacation, I like to spend it Bucky Bacawing with chickens and chickeners. So I'm looking forward to sharing love and good times. Till next week, ciao bellows. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.